This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Applications are now open for the next round of Leap Space. Leap Space is a 12-week digital group coaching program designed to give you the skills, mentorship, and accountability you need to turn your passion into an impact-driven business. During the program, you and 14 other ambitious Leapsters will connect with and learn from myself and multiple six-figure entrepreneurs so you can skip the learning curve and focus your energy and your time on turning your passion or skills into a revenue-generating online business or side hustle. To apply, head over to www.leapspace.co. That's www.leapspace.co. I'll see you there. In this episode, we are talking about procrastination and self-doubt. Get excited because this is Tiny Leaps, Big Changes. Welcome to another episode of Tiny Leaps, Big Changes, where I share simple strategies you can use to get more out of your life. My name is Greg Clunas, and in this episode, I want to talk to you about procrastination. Now, this is a topic that we've tackled a few different times in a few different ways on this show, but the reason I'm bringing it back up is because, as you probably know, it is a major, major struggle for pretty much everyone. It doesn't matter how ambitious you are. It doesn't matter how much you think you're able to work. It doesn't matter how hard you want to work. It doesn't matter what you're willing to sacrifice. Procrastination is something we all do, and it is a major, major driver of not accomplishing our goals. Because without doing the thing, you'll never actually see the result, right? Without actually getting up and taking the action, whether that's going to the gym or saving the money or putting it towards your loans or starting the business or starting a podcast or writing a book, whatever it is, right? Without actually taking that action, there is no result to be had because the action was never taken. It's a cause and effect relationship. You have to do something in order to get something. But if we procrastinate, that's poison. That is, it's stopping you from doing the thing, and it stops you from doing the thing consistently, and it stops you from doing the thing with enough energy and gusto to actually create the result you're looking for. So procrastination is a major, major problem, and it gets worse because if you struggle with this, if you are struggling to do the thing, guess what? You're just going to keep struggling. You're just going to keep in this cycle of starting and stopping and starting and stopping, and you always feel like, oh, I'm just starting over again, right? Maybe you've wanted to go to the gym for a really long time. Maybe you've wanted to eat healthy for a really long time, and it just feels like you're always starting over from scratch. And that's because at some point in the process, you started procrastinating. Maybe you had the energy and you were excited in the beginning, but eventually you started procrastinating and you didn't do the thing. You pushed it off for so long that eventually it didn't make sense to do it. And then the next time you finally get the motivation again, guess what? Now you're starting over. And this becomes an even bigger problem because it affects your self-esteem. It affects your self-esteem. It affects your confidence in yourself. Every single time that you say, I'm going to do X, I'm committing to do Y. Every time you say that and then not do it, you are withdrawing a tiny bit from that confidence bank. And eventually there's nothing left. It's depleted. And then you're stuck trying to figure out why you don't feel confident in your ability to do what you say you're going to do, why you don't trust yourself, why you don't have the self-esteem that you should. And it all stems from something as simple, something that we all struggle with, called procrastination. Now, something I've been noticing with myself lately, and this is a big sort of inspiration for this episode, is that when I really pay attention, when I really closely like write it down, pay attention to the things I procrastinate on, it's typically because I don't feel confident in that thing. I don't feel capable of doing that thing well. I don't feel like I'm good enough at it, right? It's self-doubt. Early in the show, I did a 5-part series from Celestine, I think Chua is how you pronounce her last name. I apologize if I butchered it. But she had a great 5-part blog post about why we procrastinate. And she identified 2 main reasons: self-doubt and lack of interest. And when I really pay attention to my own procrastination habits and the people that are around me, when I look at what they are procrastinating on, a lot of times it comes down to that self-doubt piece. It's pretty much always about self-doubt. The only times you really procrastinate because of a lack of interest is because somebody else sort of assigned it to you. But if it's a personal goal, or if it's a goal for your business, you have the interest. So that's not the problem. It's always self-doubt. And I found this to be the case with my own business. One of the most valuable things I can do in my business is send emails to my list and get them on a phone call. This is something I know works. I know every time that I do it, it generates revenue. I know that it's something that I should be prioritizing every single day. But I procrastinate on it. And lo and behold, every time I get into this place where I procrastinate on it, guess what? I'm not making money. And eventually I get to this spot where I don't have enough cash to keep running the business. And that all comes from self-doubt. Because when I really sit down and pay attention to it, guess what? I don't feel like I'm good at writing emails. I feel like I struggle through it. I feel like it's a drag. I feel like it's not something that I have any kind of like mental system about. And so every single time I open up the email software, I am just reinventing the wheel. And there's so many things to think about: the subject line and where to put the links and the copy and what time to send it and what day to send it and all of that stuff. And so because I'm overwhelmed by my lack of expertise in this area, I end up not doing it. And guess what? When I don't do it, I don't see the result. It's procrastination. And the same thing is true with another part of my business. So I run online courses. I sell digital programs. And with one of my courses, I procrastinated for a very long time on getting the videos recorded. Why? It wasn't because I didn't think the course was great, because I knew it was fantastic. It was because every time I sit down to edit those videos, it feels like a slog. It feels like something that maybe I'm just not as good at, or maybe I'm not as fast at, or it's not going to come out the way I want it to. Like, all of this self-doubt creeps in. And so I procrastinate on it. And guess what? Then I have angry customers. Then I have people asking for refunds. Then it just causes all of these negative things because I'm not taking the action. So instead of happy customers and testimonials and results from my people, I'm getting a bunch of angry customers and refund requests. And it's all just because I'm doubting myself. Self-doubt is the root for so much of my own procrastination, and I'm willing to bet for yours as well. And so the shift here that I want to present for you, the thing that I think could help, it definitely has been helping me quite a bit, is to shift the way we look at this. I think for many of us, we recognize that we're procrastinating on something, and then we start looking up articles and videos and podcasts about how to stop procrastinating, right? If we could just stop procrastinating, we would solve the problem. We'd be able to start taking action. But here's the issue with that. Procrastination isn't the root problem. The root problem is self-doubt. It is a lack of confidence. And how do you gain confidence in yourself? It's kind of a vicious cycle, right? Because in order to gain confidence, you need to actually do what you say you're going to do. But you're not doing it because you are lacking confidence. It's a vicious cycle. So what I found for me is instead of worrying about that cycle and trying to break out of it, which, by the way, takes an enormous amount of effort, an enormous amount of energy that I just do not have, and I don't think you do either. Instead of worrying about that, I decided to stop stressing about not procrastinating. Instead, I was going to pay attention to the areas that I was procrastinating, identify whether or not it was linked to self-doubt, and then from there, just try to get better at those things. So instead of stop procrastinating, we want to get better at. So in my case, emails. I am now investing a ton of my time and a ton of my energy and a ton of my money into getting better at writing emails, at writing subject lines, at writing the emails, at creating a process for it, at building a system inside my business, at learning how email marketing can be done better than how I currently do it. And guess what? Since I've been making that investment, I've been, lo and behold, sending more emails and doing more of the thing because now I'm gaining a little bit of confidence in myself with it. And now, because I'm taking the action, it's reinforcing itself. I said, hey, I'm going to send an email today, and I actually did it. And so I gain a little bit into my confidence bank. And that's how I think you should approach it as well. Instead of, I want to stop procrastinating, start thinking about it as, what can I get better at? What skill can I improve here in order to ultimately reduce the procrastination? Because it's always based on self-doubt. So if we can remove the self-doubt by getting better at the thing, it'll become easier for us to actually take action. So this is what I'm doing. It's working. It's helping me quite a bit. And I hope it helps you as well. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to click subscribe wherever you are consuming this. Be sure to share this episode with a single person. If you know somebody right now struggling with procrastination, if you know somebody who said to you this morning or said to you yesterday or sent you a text saying, wow, I'm just procrastinating right now, send them this episode. Just send them this episode. I promise you it will help them. Share the love, my friends. With that said, applications are now open for the next round of Leap Space. Leap Space is a 12-week digital group coaching program designed to give you the skills, mentorship, and accountability you need to turn your passion into an impact-driven business. You'll be working directly with me and 14 other ambitious Leapsters, as well as multiple six-figure entrepreneur coaches who will be coming in to teach you the basics of building a business from scratch. They'll teach you how to scale your business if you've already gotten one. We are going to really dig in over the course of 12 weeks to help you transform your life, transform your business, transform your habits, and finally, say yes to that dream business you've always wanted to build. To apply, head over to www.leapspace.co. That's www.leapspace.co. And as always, thank you so much for listening. I've been Greg Clunas, and remember that all big changes come from the tiny leaps you take every day.